我们有两节的时间跟他们谈个人布道。
We have two sessions to talk about the personal topic of personal evangelism.
因为个人布道啊，主要就是练习。
And personal evangelism is all about practicing.
如果讲了很多理论啊，但是没有去做啊，我们也不会。
If we talk a lot about the theory and we don't practice it, we still will not know how to.
那这个个人布道就是我们平时所听到的道理啊，你懂多少啊，你就实际的实践出来。
And personal evangelism is taking what we normally listen to and apply it practically in our lives.
所以第一节我讲，第二节就是由你们练习。
So the first session I will lecture, and the second session you will begin to practice.
辅导员已经跟我们讲到分组。
And the counselors had already announced the group.
我们原则上一个组啊，把它分成两部分。
So each group would be divided in half.
好 ，A 组，比如说 A 组有十个人啊，前面五个叫 A one， 啊，后面一个五个就是 A two。
For example, group A, if there's 10 people, then we divide the first 5 into A1 and the second 5 into A2.
B 组也是一样，前面五个是 B1, 后面五个是 B2.
Same thing with group B, you would divide the first 5 into B1 and the second 5 into B2.
啊，然后 A1 跟 B1 要在一起。
And group A1 and group B1 will combine together.
A2 跟 B2 在一起。
And group A2 and B2 will be combined together.
好、哦，啊，列推哈、哦、，C 跟 D，E 跟 F，G 跟 H。
And so on so forth. C and F，
and C and D，E
and D，E and F， so on.
G H I J 哈、哦。
G H I J。
好。啊，怎么做呢
？And how should we go about doing this？
先由 A1， 比如说 A1 做慕道者。
For example, if A1 is to act as the truth seekers,
B1 就做信徒。
Then B1 would be the believers.
A1 的第一个人啊，先问 A， 每一个人都要至少准备一个问题，就是你平常在跟人家谈到啊，你认为一般大概他们会问的问题。
And each person should prepare one question, and it would be a question that you normally would encounter in
A1 的第一个人问问题。
So the first person from group A1 will ask questions.
B1 的第一个人回答。
And so the group the first person from group B1.
啊，那如果没有办法回答啊，或者是需要补充，就其他 B 组的人呐、啊，帮他回答。
And if the person from B1 cannot answer the question or needs supplements.Then the rest of the group from B1.
啊，那再来就是第二个问题哈。A1 有五个人嘛哈，五个人，第一个问题问完了，在第二个、第三个、第四个、第五个，每一个人问一个问题。
And then go on to the next question until everyone has asked a question in the group.
啊 ，A1 问就 B1 的第一个人回答，啊，第二个人就第二个人回答哈，啊，其他人可以帮忙。
So the person from A1, first person will ask the first person from B1 the question, and then second person asks second person, and the rest of the group can help out.
五个人通通问完了以后啊，换过来。
And after all 5 people have asked questions, we will switch roles.
B1 的第一个人问问题。
And the first person from group B1 will start asking questions.
A1 的第一个人回答。
And then the first person from group A1 would answer.
所以我们这个资料里面呢、啊，有很多啊，一般慕道者他们会问的问题。
And in our lecture notes, there are many questions that a truth seeker would normally ask.
好、哦、啊，还有我们应当怎么回答
？And there are answers on how we should go about.、
这里面的内容都给我们做参考。
And these are serving as reference points for us.
所以我们第二节啊，就分开分组这样练习哈。哦
Our second session would divide into groups to practice.
如果轮完了以后，就重新再轮回来，哈。
So after a round of questions, we would switch roles and then we would continue.
我们大概有一小时的时间，哈。
We have about 1 hour.
我们来看箴言二十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs 24.
箴言二十四章。
Proverbs 24.
十一节。
Verse
11. 二十四章十一节。
Proverbs 24, verse 11.
人被拉到死地，你要解救人将被杀，你须拦阻。其实这不只是讲到一般人呐、我们要对那些生命发生危险的人呐、有爱心来拯救他们。
Here is not only talking about the normal people where they're encountering death that we should help them.
更重要的，我们救灵魂呐、这是更重要的。
It's more important that we rescue souls.
有人在问说啊，一个婴孩没有受洗，他会不会得救？
And a question rose upon where if a infant is not baptized, would he be saved?
因为人自从亚当夏娃犯罪以后啊，人就生在罪中。
And mankind had been living in sin ever since Adam had sinned.
因为人永远的生命跟神的生命隔绝了。
And this caused the eternal life of men to be separated from God.
耶稣说啊，人听到耶稣的声音啊，就要活过来。
Jesus said that as soon as a person hears, the voice of God, they would become alive.
所以借着主耶稣基督的福音啊，才带给我们生命。
So through the gospel of the Lord Jesus, we obtain life.
所以我们现在所接受、所传扬的是生命之道。
So the gospel, the truth that we are accepting and preaching is the truth of life.
唯有接受福音、信主受洗啊，才能够得救，才有永生。
Only those who accept the truth and baptize will be able to receive salvation.
假使一个人呢、没有接受真福音呢、死掉了，他就永远沉沦。
If a person never received the true gospel and dies, then he would be in eternal damnation.
所以我们今天呢、能够得到这个真救恩呢、我们可以确信100%是得救的道理。
So.Today we receive this true gospel, we know that we will be saved 100%.
我们所神的道理，我们随时离开世界了，保罗说我们可以跟主同住，好得无比。
And if we accept this truth, we will see God and we will live with God, and it's a wonderful thing.
所以我们自己本身呢、你要追求这样真正要有得救的把握。
So we ourselves must pursue after this, this truth so that we may be,
以前有时候我们面对死亡啊，我觉得很害怕。
And before, people may be scared of death.
但是你到底越追求，你会觉得说啊，真的我们有那个得救的把握，你不怕死的。
But the more we pursue after the truth, we would be more confident that we will be saved, and therefore we won't be afraid of death.
但是我们看到我们的亲人啊、朋友啦、有时候看到他们离世。
However, whenever we see our friends or family passed away,
我们会想说啊，他们如果信主了，能够得救，我们感到很安心。
We would feel that if they have believed in Christ and be saved, we would feel peace.
我们知道说这是暂时离别啊。
We know that they are only temporarily departing.
因为他们回到天家，在神的面前更喜乐。
Because they have entered into the heavenly kingdom and is more joyful in that.
但是如果我们看到我们的亲戚朋友啊离世，但是他们没有信主，我们实在很忧伤。
But if we see them departing from the world and not having known Christ, we would feel sorrowful.
我以前在上班的时候，
back when I used to work in the society.
因为我们单位里面有一个副处长。
And in my unit there was a vice, supervisor.
那个时候我才二十六七岁啊，我是很年轻。
At that time, I was about 26, 7 years old. I was quite young.
其实他也不到四十岁，不到五十岁。
And this supervisor was a little bit less than 50 years old.
因为他在公司里面呢、相当有成就。
And he was a very successful person in the company.
所以一般大家都觉得说啊，他将来那个前途很好。
So people.Always thought that he would have a great potential for the future.
有一天、下班的时候、我们两个一起走啊，就啊要回家。
And one day we were walking home together.
他坐交通车回家了。
And he took the public transportation back.
我是骑摩托车。
And I was riding the motorcycle.
那我过来一个星，就是那个时候星期六，因为我们上午上班嘛，哈，星期六中午啊回去，到星期一早上来的时候。
And that was the Saturday, noontime when we went home, and on Sunday morning when we came back.
我们那个处长啊，跟我讲说，我们副处长，哦，因为他是副的，就我们那个 department 的 director 啊，他是。Assistant 的哈，就那个副的处长，他说副处长哦已经过去了。
And our director told us that the assistant director has passed away.
我们都感到很惊讶。
We were all quite shocked.
要星期六要出去的时候，下班的时候，不是我们还一边走啊，一边讲话。
And at that time, we were still walking and talking after work.
怎么星期一早上来啊？结果他就过世了。
How come on Monday morning he passed away already?
啊，因为他在星期六的晚上啊，跟他女儿要出嫁，他就去买东西。
And on Saturday night, because his daughter was getting married, so they went to buy some things.
啊，那么星期日早上啊，一大早觉得说身体好像很累，很不舒服。
And on Sunday morning, he felt tired and fatigued.
那就隔壁有一个医生来看他。
And there was a doctor next door that came to see.
以为是感冒啦，他说叫他吃了感冒药。
And he thought it was just a minor cold, so then he took cold medicine.
过了几分钟以后就死掉了。
And he passed away after a few minutes.
因为他是心脏心肌梗塞，心脏哦的毛病。
Cardio muscle.
啊，因为一般心肌梗塞的话，大概七八分钟啊，你如果没有急救就死掉了。
And this kind of heart problem, if you don't take care of it within a few minutes, you would die.
所以我们后来就到他们家去。
And later on, we went to his house.
我看到他的太太啊，没有办法接受那个事实。
And his wife just cannot accept this.
哭得很伤心。
She was crying very bitterly.
啊，头都要去撞墙壁啊。
She wanted to.Run herself into the
wall. 很绝望。
She's very depressed.
因为我们一般都觉得说她才五十岁啊。
And we felt that this person was only about
50 years old. 还有很好的前景。
He has a great deal of future waiting ahead of him.
啊，他也知道我是一个基督徒。
And he knows that I was a Christian.
有时候他说啊，哦，信耶稣是不错啦，但是等我退休以后再来吧。
And he would tell me It's a good thing to be a Christian, but I'll wait until I retire.
但是没想到啊，根本等不到退休啊，人就离开世界了。
But he departed from the world even before he retired.
所以如果我们看到这样的情形啊，真的我们感到很难过。
So when we see this kind of situation, we would feel very sad.
所以圣经里面说啊，我们看到人一个一个离开世界，他们没有办法得到救恩。
And the Bible tells us that we see men departing from the world one by one, they cannot receive salvation.
结果就这样灭亡了。
And they would perish from
the world. 我们没有办法拯救他们了。就最好的朋友将来还要跟他们分离，就是最伤心、最难过的事情。
And it is the most sad when our best friends would depart from us in the future like this.
我去年在 NYTS 结束以后，我跑到波士顿去。
And After last year's NYTS, I went to Boston.
啊，因为他们刚刚买了新会堂啊。
Because they had just purchased a new chapel.
我以前在东部住牧的时候，常常到波士顿。
And when I used to be the resident pastor in the East Coast, I used to often visit Boston.
所以我想说啊，趁着有一个星期有空的时间呢，我就跑到那里去看一看。
So I thought I would visit Boston with my free time there.
那个时候刚好碰到武帝的养父啊 ，Frank.
That time I met Woody's adopted father, Frank.
啊，他来聚会。
He came for service.
后来我们到他的家去。
And then we went to his house.
我们看到神的带领真的很奇妙，也很让人感动。
We saw the miraculous guidance of God, and we were quite touched.
我们知道母弟跟他的太太啊，到我们教会来受洗的时候啊。
And we know that when Woody and his wife came to our church to baptize,
他养父养母说啊，要跟他断绝关系。
So his adopted parents actually wanted nothing to do with them.
啊，他等在外面啊，一天啊，不开门。
And they were waiting outside Rudy and his wife was waiting outside the door for a whole one whole day.
不过母弟知道说啊，这个道理是对的，所以他们还是坚决啊，在伊丽莎白教会受洗。
And because Rudy knew that the truth was the truth, so he wanted to get baptized in Elizabeth.
啊，信主以后啊，他一直想说啊，怎样把这个道理传给他的啊父母亲。
After he had believed, he often tried to find ways to preach the gospel to his parents.
啊，但是每一次跟他们讲道理的时候
，But every time he tried,
他说你不必讲了。
They would tell him, "Don't speak anymore."
我从小就是信耶稣的。
And they would tell him that I have been a believer of Jesus ever since I was young.
因为他父亲是天主教徒。
Because his father was a Catholic.
母亲是希腊教徒。
His mother was a Greek Orthodox.
他们家族都很虔诚。
And their entire families were very devout.
啊，他们还有他们家族里面啊，他还有自己盖的教堂，还有啊牧师啊。
And in their family tree, they have churches that they built themselves and pastors.
所以他们本来也是相当虔诚的教徒。
So they were actually very pious believers.
所以呢，对母弟说啊，你不要跟我讲，我道理比你懂。
So they would tell Rudy, "You don't need to preach to me because I probably know the Bible better." 那
他觉得说这个真理实在很宝贵。
But he felt that this truth was very precious.
啊，所以有机会啊，就要向他们做见证。
So
啊，不然就是不断的为他们祷告。
So whenever he has a chance, he would testify to them, or he would constantly pray for them.
后来他爸爸生重病。
And later on, his father encountered a great illness.
内脏里面啊，长了一个瘤，很重。
There was a great tumor inside his body.
后来开刀拿掉。
And it was removed through surgery.
啊，另外还有血癌。
And he also has leukemia.
后来呢，就把他们接到家里来。
And they, Rudy took them, into their homes.
啊，目的就是要把道理传给他们。
And the purpose was to preach the gospel to them.
后来有一次，他父亲啊，病很重，住在医院里面。
And there's this one time when his father was very sick and was living in the hospital.
在那个很危急的时候啊，他就拉着他的手啊祷告。
And at the very most dangerous times, he held on to his hands to pray.
他的爸爸后来见证啊。
And his father testified later.
说很奇妙，那个祷告的时候，他就有一股那个很温暖的感觉啊，一直进到他的身体里面。
He testified that while they were praying, he could feel this very warm current going through his body.
所以他觉得很舒服，很舒服。
And he felt very comfortable.
啊，虽然在那个已经病危当中啊，但是觉得啊，母弟帮他爸爸祷告的时候，他觉得说很舒服啊。
And even at his the most dangerous times when Rudy was praying for his father felt very.
所以他觉得说我们这个教会的确不一样。
And that's when he felt that our church is truly different.
啊，但是你叫他洗礼啊，他也不是那么容易啊。
But it was not that easy trying to convince him to baptize.
啊，因为他觉得说他已经信主了，他能够得救。
Because he felt that he's already believed in Christ and he can be saved.
那最后有一天呢，医生跟他讲说他活不到几天了。
And one day when the doctor told him you don't have too many days to live.
啊，他看到有一个人出现。
He saw a person appear.
一看就知道是魔鬼。
And he immediately knew that that was Satan.
魔鬼要把他拉走。
Now Satan wanted to grab him.
但那个又看到右边呢，主耶稣在旁边。
And he saw the Lord Jesus on the right hand.
他想我是属于耶稣的。
And he thought that he belonged to Jesus.
啊，主耶稣应该救我。
That the Lord Jesus will help him.
但是他一直叫啊，主耶稣，你救我！好像主耶稣都不理他。
But when he was pleading to Jesus to help him, he did not feel that the Lord was saving him.
啊，完了，魔鬼要把他拉走。
And he actually saw that Satan wanted to pull him away.
他说他从来啊不会怕死的。
And he said that in the past he's never been afraid of death.
做生意的时候，有人拿枪啊顶在他的额头，他都不怕。
When he was in his own business, when someone took a gun against his head, he was not even.
但是那个时候他开始怕死了。
At that moment, he was afraid of death.
因为他想说我是属耶稣，我能够得救啊。
Because he felt like he belonged to Jesus and he can be saved.
但是没想到耶稣怎么不理我，好像魔鬼要把我拉走。
But unexpectedly, he felt that the Lord Jesus was not helping him, but instead Satan was pulling him away.
啊，所以他就对自己的信仰啊有点怀疑。
So that's when he began to doubt about his own faith.
另外有一次他在床上一直叫。
And one time, another time, he was screaming.
叫他的太太说：“你赶快走。”
And he had told his wife to go away.
叫他的儿子啊，布迪进来。
And he asked Rudy to come in.
布迪进来不晓得什么回事啊，就跪在床边祷告喽。
Rudy did not know what was going on, so he immediately began to pray.
后来他安静下来。
And his father has quieted down.
他后来问他什么回事。
He asked him what happened.
他说啊，他看到前面高高的地方啊，有一些人穿白衣服啊，在那里唱诗，很快乐。
And he said that in front of him, he saw a group of people wearing white and singing very beautifully.
他一直想要往那里去。
And he wanted to approach them.
那前面啊，很多的人呐、啊，挤在那里。
And there were many people, a big crowd that is in front of him.
啊，这些人呢、啊，一直走到前面呢、啊，就一个山崖就掉下去了。
And these group of people, when they keep walking forward, there's a cliff and they all fell off.
根本没有办法到那个很高的那个地方啊。
They were not able to even reach that high place.
啊，他很怕他的太太啊，也跟着掉下去，叫他赶快走，赶快走。
And he was really afraid that his wife would also fall off. That's why he.
然后叫他的儿子进来。
And then that's when he asked his son to come in. 啊。
所以这好像圣经里面呢、啊，那个财主看到拉撒路在亚伯拉罕的怀抱里面很快乐。
This is like the image in the Bible where the wealthy man saw Lazarus, in the bosom of Abraham.
他说：“我的主亚伯拉罕啊，求你叫拉撒路用指头啊。”沾点水来凉我的舌头。
So he said, "My Lord Abraham, please ask Lazarus to dip his fingers in water and put a drop into my mouth."
亚伯拉罕说啊，你我之间呐、啊、有一个深渊隔着，我们没有办法到你那里去，你没有办法到我们这里来。
And Abraham says that there is a great river in between us. You cannot come to my side, and I cannot go to your side.
所以将来得救不得救啊，是一个很大的界限呐、啊。
So in the future, being saved and not being saved is a great division.
所以他知道说啊，他没有办法到那个啊天国的地方去。
So he knew that he was not able to enter the.
他知道自己的信仰有问题。
And at that moment, he knew that there was something wrong with his own faith.
感谢主，他就考虑啊，要重新接受洗礼。
And that's the moment when he is thinking about.Getting baptized again.
有几次啊，有几次，有时候住医院啊，有时候不方便啊。他说传道几次过去都没有办法洗成。
And there was a few times that he, because he was hospitalized, it was a little difficult to get him out. So, it did not successfully happen the first time.
医生跟他讲说，你病这么重啊，你病这么重啊，你可能到水里面去啊，那个水很脏啊，可能一进水你就死掉了。
And the doctor said that because you are so ill, perhaps as soon as you enter into the water, the bacteria in the water will die.
然后问传道说，可以不可以在那个比较干净的水坝的地方洗礼？
And he asked the doctor, "Can I be baptized in the area where the water is more clean?"
传道说不可以，那个是死水，那个不是活水。
And the pastor says that you cannot.Baptized in the cisterns.
啊，不过感谢主啊，最后他决定受洗。
And thank God, finally he decided to baptize.
受洗以后啊，安息日都来聚会。
And after he baptized, he would come to the church to observe the Sabbath.
啊，我去那一个星期啊。
And the week when I visited.
坐在最前面。
He was sitting on the front row.
啊，我们讲完道了以后。
And after the sermon.
啊，要祷告。
We were about to pray.
啊，我们就唱了520首的赞美诗。
And we sang hymn 520.
哦，说主耶稣啊，在我们门外叩门，我们要把心门打开，迎接他进来。
And it says that the Lord Jesus is outside our door. We need to open up our hearts so He can come in.
啊，结果那个时候啊，他就一直好像一直很震动。
And at that moment, he was quite shaken.
啊，旁边有一个姐妹啊，看到了，又说：“你是不是在冷？你是不是会冷？”
And when a sister saw him, she asked him, "Are you cold? Do you need something?"
他说不是不是。
He said no.
他说 "He is here. He is here." 他看到主耶稣进来。
And he saw the Lord Jesus coming in.
因为他看到说啊，前面啊有一个荣光照下来。
And he saw the glorious light shining on.
啊，那个教会的门呐、啊， 打开。
And then there's a door that opened.
主耶稣从那里进来。
And the Lord Jesus came in through that door.
所以他知道很确信说这个教会就是我的教会。
So at that moment, he was very confident that this is my church.
哦，啊，所以他就交代啊，他后来就交代说，他如果主耶稣接他回去的时候，啊，谁要帮他唱啊诗琴啊，他要唱第几首诗啊？
So he started to arrange that when if Lord Jesus came and took him away, he started to arrange who should play the piano and what.
他的丧礼就是要在这个教会里面，这是我的教会。
And he said that his funeral should be done in this church because this is his church.
因为他对自己的得救有把握了。
Because he was very confident of his own salvation at that.
好像圣经里面有一个西面一个老人家。
Just like the Bible, there is a person named Simeon. It's an old, elderly person.
虽然他年纪很大
even though he was quite old.
但是圣灵告诉他说啊，他可以看到主耶稣的救恩
But when he told him that he can see the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
啊，所以当主耶稣啊出生啊带到圣殿里面来献祭的时候
So when the Lord Jesus was born and he came into the temple to offer sacrifice,
西面就祷告说啊，神啊，我已经看到你的救恩了。
So Simeon prayed to God, saying that Lord, I have already seen your grace.
你可以释放仆人啊，我现在可以安息了。
And you can release me so that I can receive rest.
所以一个人啊，如果能够得到救恩啊，那就是能够离开世界啊，没有什么遗憾，而且是最大的。
So if a person can receive salvation, then they can leave the world without any regrets. And
so
the greatest blessing.
真教会啊，所传的是真正能够让我们得救的全备的福音。
So the true church is preaching the gospel that is complete, and so that can lead us into salvation.
所以主耶稣把这个福音托付给我们。
So the Lord Jesus has entrusted this gospel to us.
不只是让我们得救。
Not only so that we can be saved.
所以说啊。当信主耶稣，你跟你全家都能够得救。
Bible tells us that we must believe in Jesus so that you and your family will be saved.
我们一个家庭里面啊，如果我们先信主
，In a family, if we are the first person to believe,
主耶稣就是要把这个福音透过我们传给家人。
And the Lord Jesus wants us to preach the gospel to our family.
那我们传福音呢，就是从我们本身开始，从我们的周围啊，我们的同学。同事、亲戚、朋友。
And preaching the gospel starts from the people around us, whether it's our classmates, friends, or colleagues.
所以我们要先从我们的一些亲人呐、啊、开始向他们做见证。
So we should start testifying to our relatives and family.
好像使徒时代啊，神叫他们说从耶路撒冷，然后犹太全地、撒玛利亚，然后到地极。
So, in the book of Acts, it tells us to start with Jerusalem, Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth.
So, 我们不一定说，我一定要跑到非洲，跑到南美洲哪里去。
So, we don't necessarily have to go to Africa or go to South America.
传福音呢，就是从我们周围开始。
Preaching the gospel starts from around us, our surroundings.
的确啊，现在人呢，都感到很虚空、绝望。很需要主的福音。
And indeed, the people in this world always feel empty and needs the gospel of God.
我们看以赛亚书六章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter
第八节
verse 8.
以赛亚书第六章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me."
这是神在说啊。我到底要差遣谁呢？谁能够为我们出去把福音传给以色列百姓呢
？Here the Lord is saying, "Who shall I send, and who can He send to preach the gospel to the Israelites?"
以赛亚因为看到了异象啊，他就请求神说：“请你差遣我。
”And Isaiah, seeing this vision, he had pleaded to God, saying, "Send me."
所以圣经里面说啊，神的救恩啊已经完成了。
Here tells us that the salvation of God has been fulfilled.
但是还要借着传粮的功夫啊，把它传到各地方去。
However, we still need to strive to preach the gospel to all over the world.
一个人啊，如果能够求告主啊，他就能够得救。
If a person can call on to God, he will be saved.
那如果没有听到主耶稣的福音啊，他怎么求告主，怎么相信主？
And if he has not yet heard the gospel of God, how can he call unto God and be saved?
啊、如果没有人传道，他怎么能够听见呢？
If there's no one preaching, how can he listen?
所以说传福音啊，报喜信的人教宗是佳美的。
So it tells us that those who preach the gospel have beautiful footsteps.
主耶稣又讲了一个比喻。
The Lord Jesus also said another parable.
他有一个王啊，啊要有一个他儿子要娶媳妇啊，啊所以他准备了一个非常丰盛的宴席。
There is a king who, whose son is getting married, so he prepared a great feast.
灰牛啊都已经杀了，哦，宴席都准备好了，非常的丰盛。
And this was a very abundant feast, and it was well prepared already.
那要请谁来赴筵席呢？
And who should he ask to attend this feast?
他就打发仆人啊，说你们出去啊，把那些啊啊要来的人啊，就请他们来。
And he had sent his servants out to go out and invite those who wants to come.
所以必须要有这些仆人啊，他们到各地方去啊，把王所邀请的人呢、啊。请来参加宴席。
So there must be these servants who would go out to invite these people to attend the king's feast.
我们今天领受救恩就是一个属灵的大宴席。
And receiving the salvation is like a spiritual.
所以样样都已经齐备了。
Everything is prepared already.
但是谁愿意为主而去啊？做主的仆人去请人来参加宴席？
But who is willing to go for God and become His servants to invite these people to attend the feast?
所以我们每一个人都要像以赛亚一样，我在这里，请差遣我。
So every single one of us should be like Isaiah, saying, "Here I am, send me."
看马太福音九章三十六节。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 36.
马太福音九章的三十六节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 36.When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
到三十八节。
37. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." 38. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
主耶稣在世界上传道了三年多。
The Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel on this earth for 3 years.
他走遍各城各巷。
He walked all through the different cities and streets.
因为他看到很多困苦可怜的人啊。
He saw many who are in need.
因为说有很多人生病没有办法得平安。
And there are many people who were sick and who were not able to receive.
有的人在痛苦当中，有的人受压住做奴隶。
There were people in pain and there were people who were enslaved.
所以到处啊，充满的都是各样可怜需要帮助的人。
So he saw many who were pitiful and needed help.
当然主耶稣就怜悯他们，就医治他们，解决他们各样的困难。
So the Lord Jesus had mercy on them to help them and heal them.
那主耶稣有一个感叹说啊，庄稼这么多啊，但收割的人实在太少了。
But the Lord Jesus had a thought that The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
到处都是很需要主耶稣的福音的人。
And everywhere there are many that needs the gospel of Christ.
啊，但是工人太少了。
But there's not enough workers.
所以很多人啊，听不到福音，还是在痛苦当中。
So there are many people who are not able to receive the gospel and still remained in pain.
所以他说啊，我们应当求庄稼的主啊。打发工人到处去收割庄稼。
So he says to ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest.
我们现在生活在这个世代里面啊，虽然物质很丰富。
And living in this world right now, even though we are living abundantly.
讲起来，人的心灵很虚空啊。
However, our hearts are very empty.
现在美国生意最好就是医院啊。医院。
In America, the most popular.
所以你当医生、当药剂师、当护士啊，都是很好的职业，收入都很高哎。
These are popular professions because being a doctor or nurse or pharmacist, you would have high salaries.
因为经济景气的时候，大家也要看病。
Because even when the economy is doing well, people still need to go to
doctors. 经济在不好的时候啊，病患更多。
And when the economy is low, then there are more people who need to go to the doctors.
啊，不只是身体上的疾病啊，心灵上的疾病也很多啊。
And not only physical illness, but mental illness as well.
有人说啊，美国啊，也是吃安眠药最多的地方。
And some people say that the United States has the most people taking sleeping pills.
啊，现在很多人啊，有那个忧郁症。
And there are many people nowadays with depression.
哦，以前很少听到。
And in the past, I haven't really heard too much about this syndrome.
啊，这个都是因为心灵上不安呢。
And this is caused by the heart not being peaceful.
有人觉得说啊，手怎么这么脏啊？洗一个小时啊，洗不干净啊，你还一直洗。
There's some people who wash their hands for an hour and still not feel clean.
啊，很多的事情啊，就是一直忧虑。
And they will worry about many things. 啊，
很多心灵上的一些疾病。
There are many illnesses of the heart.
所以很需要耶稣基督的平安。
So they need the peace from the Lord Jesus.
他说我们自己本身呢、啊，我们要求主耶稣跟我们同在，是给我们啊平安，然后把这个平安的福音也带到各地方。
And we ourselves should pray to God to receive this peace from God and pass on the gospel to others.
真的好像主耶稣所说的，世人好像没有牧人的羊一样，困苦流离。
Just like Jesus said that the people in the world are like sheep without shepherd.
他说我们应当啊尽到这个传福音的责任。
So we must fulfill our duty of preaching the gospel.
保罗有一次传道理到小亚细亚。
And one time when Paul preached the gospel to the minor Asia.
啊，他们本来啊是想去看看以前建设的一些教会。
And originally they were going to visit the churches that they established in the past.
那后来说啊，因为神的灵不允许。
And because the spirit of the Lord did not allow them to.
所以他们就在那里祷告等候。
So they were there praying and waiting.
看到了一个异象啊。
And they saw a vision.
有一个马其顿人站着要求说，请你们过来到我们这里啊，把福音带来啊，来帮助我们。
And there was a man of Macedonia pleading with them saying, come over and help us.
后来他们就坐船啊，到了腓立比。
And they took the boat to Philippi.
啊，一路上啊，就一组的建设了很多间的教会。
And they continued to build up many churches on the way there.
好，他说我们真的好像马其顿人呐、啊，很多需要主的福音。
We are just like the Macedonians. We truly need a lot of people need God's gospel.
我们先上星期六啊晚上介绍到一些西半球啊开拓区的一些工作。
And last Saturday we introduced some of the pioneering areas in the Western Hemisphere.
我们看到说啊，很多人啊，真的是在苦难当中啊，很需要主的福音。
We can see that many people are suffering and they really need God's gospel.
所以我们真的很需要更多的工人呢、啊，来从事各样的福音工作。
So we truly need more workers to participate in these work of spreading the gospel.
刚刚我们谈到那个财主啊，在那个阴间里面。
And earlier we mentioned that the wealthy man was in the Hades.
虽然他在一世的时候啊。奢华宴乐
，and even though when he was on this earth, he
享尽人生的荣华富贵
，he enjoyed everything on this world.
那我们知道，人的生命啊，毕竟很短暂，一下子就过去了。
We know that the life of man is very short; it passes by very quickly.
他离世了以后啊，因为他不得救，所以在阴间受痛苦。
But after he passed away, because he is not saved, so he is suffering in Hades.
他要求拉撒路沾一点水给他，说得不到。
And he's not even able to have one drop of water from Lazarus.
所以他就要求亚伯拉罕。
So he pleaded to Abraham.
说你是不是可以让拉撒路啊回到人间去
？And he asked Abraham if he can send Lazarus back to the world.
为了我家里还有五个兄弟。
Because his household has five more brothers.
啊，因为他们还不晓得信主。
And because they have not yet known God.
那如果他们继续这样下去的话，他们还是跟我一样到这个阴间的地方啊，在火炉里面啊，一直受痛苦。
And if they continue their lifestyle, they will eventually suffer like he is suffering.
所以他要求亚伯拉罕说，让那个拉撒路复活啊，回到他的家乡，跟他们传警告。
So he begged Abraham to send Lazarus back into the world to take warning to his brothers.
那亚伯拉罕说啊，在这世界上啊，有摩西跟先知的话在传讲。
And Abraham said, in this world, there are words and laws of Moses and the prophets.
如果一个人啊不相信先知的话，说死人复活，他们也不相信。
And if a person does not even believe in the words of the prophet, they would not be believing in the words from a person who resurrects.
所以我们看到在世人当中，很多人呢啊在要求说，我们把福音传给他们。
So in this world, we know a lot of people are begging for us to preach the gospel to them.
啊，在神里面很着急说，谁能够为我去呢？
And the Lord is also very eager in asking who can go for me.
有的在阴间里面也在呼唤说，你要到我的家里面去啊，告诉我的兄弟啊，免得他们跟我一样在阴间受痛苦。
Some who are in the Hades would request for the gospel to be preached to their family so their family would not suffer.
那我们知道说，福音的工作就是很急切的工作。
We know that.The work of spreading the gospel is a very urgent one.
梁传道讲过啊，最有效的传福音的方法就是个人布道。
And Pastor Liang has mentioned that the most effective way of preaching the gospel is through personal evangelism.
当然，我说我们可以在会堂或利用一些公共场所举行大型的布道。
And of course, we can always preach in the chapel or in a big format evangelism environment.
但是这个个人的布道，个人的接触还是最根本的。
But the personal evangelism and personal touch is still the most fundamental.
比如说我们现在用电脑网络在宣道。
For example, we are preaching through the internet.
但是我们还是要有人去跟他接触啊，啊，先在电脑里面跟他谈，谈完以后啊，啊，还要去看他啊，啊，见面啊，啊，跟他谈道理。
However, we still need people to communicate with these people, visit them, and talk with them regarding our truth.
所以个人布道，所以最基本的工作。
So personal evangelism is the most fundamental work.
每个人都要学习。
Every person should learn.
啊，主耶稣跟使徒他们都做好了很多啊个人布道的工作。
And the Lord Jesus and the apostles had done many work of personal evangelism.
主耶稣在海边走。
Lord Jesus is walking on the
看到彼得约翰说：“来跟从我吧。”
He saw Peter and John and says, "Come, follow me."
好，我要叫你们得人如鱼。
And I will cause you to be fishers of men.
啊，彼得跟安德烈就跟随他。
So Peter and Andrew started following him.
因为他们本来是渔夫。
And John originally was a fisherman.
所以耶稣说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如鱼。”
So Jesus said, "Come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men."
让他们呢，认识他们那个生活当中的一些问题啊，然后把他们带到啊，要让他们传福音啊，啊，能够带领更多人。
And through their daily lives, he was able to teach them to preach the gospel to bring more people in.
所以后来他们就舍网啊，把网舍掉了，跟随耶稣啊，做得人的渔夫。
So they put away their nets and followed Jesus.
当然，主耶稣在个人布道上哦，有很多啊，值得我们学习的地方。我们资料里面有啊，我们可以自己看啊。
There are many methods that the Lord Jesus had set examples for us for personal evangelism. It's on the lecture notes, so you should take time to read it.
啊，我们下一节就让我们大家来实习哈。
And the next session we will practice.
实际做做看哈。
So that we can actually put it into use.
啊，一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.